for the Effective Digital Histories project. And the book goes with a smartphone app.
I think it went really well. You saw the mix of literary forms. There was a really good and enthusiastic audience, and engaging with the writing and thinking about the new digital resources we've got on offer.
You spoke about communicating and excommunicating in your opening.
I mentioned in my introduction that writing communicates, but writing also excommunicates, as a former colleague of mine always used to say. And it was about academic writing and the limits of academic writing and what writers, creative writing, can do that academic writing and researchers can't do. So the idea was to bring together researchers, archivists and creative writers to really explore the experience of post-industrial places and thinking about the working lives of people who are perhaps forgotten by the official versions of what these areas about, the cultural quarter in Leicester and in Milltown of Glossop. And so we wanted the writers to look at the archives and find those ordinary stories, extraordinary ordinary stories that were there in the archives.
Hello, I'm Kavan Manwaring. It's been fantastic. I mean, such a cross-fertilisation of different artists, art forms, academics, archivists. That's what's been special about it, I think. It's been a real team project, and I feel inspired by the other pieces I've seen and heard here tonight at the launch, to see the poem we just saw on screen. Fantastic. I mean, it's such a buzz, I think.
Smashed glass mix mist and pigeon's wing. Clutter mix mist and empty factory floors and slender floor supporting columns mix mist.
I think so. I mean, it's part of my world, but being quite a recent arrival in Leicester, I sense there's a real vibrant scene here that I feel very, you know, privileged to be part of, and being included in this anthology and on the app, I feel suddenly I'm part of this dialogue that's going on.
Yes, it's excellent.
Yeah.
Really good.
What was most outstanding for you tonight?
I think the film, to be honest, the film at the end, it's got a visual poem.
Yeah.
I did, really excited. I think the visuals and sort of the mood of the music really worked to build up a sort of the textures and sort of the machinery coming through the sounds. Very good, very good.
For those who were not here, would you say they did themselves a big injustice by not being here tonight?
Absolutely. They missed some really talented guys coming through, and ladies, sorry, you know, coming through, and some fantastic works. It's a great opportunity, and they missed it. It's a shame.
Livia Gilani. My story was called An Imperial Typewriter, about a Ugandan Asian striker who steals a typewriter from Imperial Typewriter Company.
Set here in Leicester.
Set here in Leicester in May 1974 during what the Leicester Mercury called the Asian Worker Strike.
Fictional story?
Yes, based on research, local history research. Yeah. My background's in literature, and I did an MA in creative writing from the University of East Anglia, and then an MPhil in literary studies in Hong Kong, and now I'm working on my first book, nearly there.
Carol, for those who missed out on your reading,
I feel very honoured to have been commissioned in the first place, and I'm really grateful, and I'm very excited because there's an opportunity to produce my courier poem for the stage at Curve next year. So I'm just in a pre-production process, but I'm absolutely over the moon.